From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Thousands of protesters are outside the parliament in Budapest again tonight, demanding the resignation of the Hungarian prime minister. They say he must go after he was caught on tape, admitting his party had lied to the Hungarian people. Yesterday's demonstration turned violent, the first political riot since the fall of communism in Hungary 16 years ago. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Budapest.
Hungary's political crisis started when a tape recording of Prime Minister Ferenc Gyurcsány was leaked to the media on Sunday. The prime minister was caught on tape speaking in a closed party session last May, shortly after his party won re-election.
We screwed up. Not a little, a lot. No European country has done something as boneheaded as we have. We lied throughout the last year and a half or 2 years. It was totally clear that what we were saying was not true. We can't quote any significant government measure we can be proud of, other than at the end we managed to bring the government back from the brink. Nothing. If we had to give account to the country about what we did for 4 years, then what do we say?
Protesters gathered peacefully Sunday, but last night the demonstrations erupted into violence. Several thousand people marched from Parliament to the state television station, reportedly to demand to read a statement on the air. Riot police tried to block them, but some protesters managed to break in. About 150 people were injured, about two-thirds of them police. Péter Szijjártó is a spokesperson for Hungary's conservative opposition party, Fidesz, which is insisting that the prime minister step down.
If you admit that you had lied, then the first thing you have to do is to resign. I mean, if you are a politician, and he has not done that, people are very disappointed here in Hungary because he had not resigned.
Fidesz says it is not organizing the demonstrations here. Witnesses say many of the people confronting the police were young men. One witness described them as soccer hooligans. The government is accusing the opposition of instigating the clashes. The opposition says the government may have provoked things to distract from the prime minister's lies. Prime Minister Gyurcsány says he absolutely will not resign. He says he thought about it for 3 minutes and decided no.
I'm staying and I'm doing my job. I'm extremely committed to fulfill my program. Fiscal adjustment and reforms. I know it's very difficult and difficult for the people. But this is the only one route or direction for Hungary.
Hungary has long been considered to have the most serious fiscal problems of post-communist Central European states. In the election campaign this spring, Gyurcsány promised tax cuts, but since then has cut the budget instead and raised taxes. His spokesperson, Emma Sadonch, says really the prime minister wanted to make his party colleagues face reality.
They were mostly using the lies to continue election campaigns and to win the election campaigns. This is what the Prime Minister Gyurcsány wanted to stop with this speech, that finally in Hungary the political elite must understand you cannot make your way ahead if you are continuing to lie. And this was the key message on this tape, which has been released.
That interpretation has many people here wondering just who leaked the tape. Some suggest it may even have been the Prime Minister himself. Protesters gathered again outside Parliament tonight. So far, this demonstration has been peaceful. Emily Harris, NPR News, Budapest.